W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A nationwide ground stop's been lifted for Southwest flights, but if you're flying with the airline today, expect some major delays. Here's CBS's Chris Van.
The airline tells us planes are operating again and that this has been resolved. Still, you have more than 1,700 Southwest flights, nearly 42% of their daily departures running behind today. I expect that number will grow.
And it has. More than 1,800 Southwest flights have been delayed so far, just 11 canceled.
We are here now. We are here now.
Protesters marched through Kansas City today demanding justice for 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. He's at home recovering now after getting shot in the head by a homeowner for ringing the wrong doorbell. The teen was trying to pick up his siblings. The shooter is facing assault charges. Meantime, a man faces murder charges in upstate New York for shooting a woman who also got the wrong address. WRGB-TV's Ashley Dager.
Washington County Sheriff's Office and a witness to the tragedy telling us Gillis was one of four young adult friends in a car driving to a friend's house.
Gone to the scene in error, and unfortunately, they drove up this driveway.
That driveway led to 65-year-old Kevin Monahan of Hebron, who is now charged with murder in the second degree.
In New York City, police arrested the ringleader of a group targeting gay men at nightclubs by drugging and robbing them. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
Nobody should have to worry about their safety and well-being when enjoying Manhattan's vibrant nightlife. And this investigation sends a clear message that we have no tolerance for this type of dangerous and deadly conduct.
At least two of their victims died. Russia won't release an American journalist.
Evan Gershkovich stood inside a glass cage for defendants, arms folded as he awaited today's appeal hearing, a hearing in which the Moscow court upheld his detention on espionage charges his paper and the U.S. government insist are baseless.
That's CBS's Vicki Barker reporting. The White House had a tiny intruder today. Here's CBS's
Secret Service alarms were triggered immediately by the toddler, who slipped through the 5.5 inches that separate the metal posts of the White House fence. The boy was swiftly encountered by uniformed officers, who scooped him up and reunited him with his family on Pennsylvania Avenue. The Secret Service described the child in a statement as a curious young visitor. Officers did briefly question the parents, just to be sure there wasn't any threat.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean says DeMar Hamlin's okay to play football again.
He is cleared. Resume full activities just like anyone else who was coming back from an injury or whatever.
It's been about 4 months since Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People are raving over how well the Thunderstorm freshens their homes. Any odor will disappear. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, you name it. And best of all, there's no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you need clean, fresh air. Also, it has a USB port for your car or truck. With this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200.
Go to EdenPureDeals.com. right now and put in discount code PURE to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code PURE and shipping is free.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. We know seasons change quickly in Wisconsin. Road construction season has already begun in some areas. This week is National Work Zone Awareness Week. You play an important role in work zone safety. Remember to slow down in work zones. Move over if possible. Yield right-of-way to workers in construction areas and follow flags or warning signs. It is against Wisconsin statutes to use a cell phone when driving through highway maintenance or construction areas, and fines are doubled in work zones. State and local governments in Wisconsin wouldn't be allowed to ban gas-powered vehicles, snowblowers, lawnmowers, or other machines under a pair of bills up for vote today in the Assembly. The measures are sponsored by Republicans hoping to outlaw measures similar to a law passed in California last year requiring that all new cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in the state run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny this afternoon with a high of 47. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 44. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Family Natural Foods is proud to serve our wonderful hometown. They are a family-run business committed to providing personal guidance to help customers meet their health goals with reference books, natural supplements, and 75 years of experience. You will find organic, local, grass-fed meat, sustainable seafood, gluten and dairy-free products, fair trade coffee and tea, and essential oils. Come visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
X for Progressive Talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
able to afford it. The more you can't possibly have. This is not a sustainable situation. So
no, and trying to address it and get ahead of it, because we know the workforce shortage that it comes when employers cannot find a childcare provider, they're going to go to states and local economies in other places that can provide things like affordable childcare. If Wisconsin doesn't address it, yeah.
We're estimated to lose 130,000 residents by 2030.
No, not even because residents.
Young people are moving from the state for different opportunities.
Yes. Yes, and that is it. Workers, 130,000 workers estimated to be shy in the state when it comes to the end of this decade. We want to hear your tangents and your thoughts on this as well. 844-967-2789. Got Charles in Green Bay. Charles, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
All right, I got two things. One is the child care situation. My son pays a 5-digit annual fee for my grandson to be taken care of in daycare. Okay?
My goodness.
Second of all, on the Earl Ingram show this morning, there's a proposal in one of the assembly or the Senate proposing to say that, you know, if the school district wants to and you have the qualified people, you can give teachers guns to protect themselves in the school. Okay, I was a teacher for 38 years. And I will tell you this point blank. There is no way in all the green earth that I will carry a gun in school. I'm retired, so I don't have to do it. Carry a gun in school while my students, you know, to protect my students for one simple reason. And the simple reason is this. You shoot the perpetrator, and if that bullet is fast enough and it goes through the perpetrator and kills one of my students, that's... I'm done. I would be a basket case.
Yeah, and I Charles. There's that. There's also the likelihood that someone will get a hold of it. There's also the likelihood that, my goodness, literally every single time that we put any sort of law enforcement involved into a school situation, nearly every single time minorities get targeted as well. Yeah. So there's 100 different ways. But my point is, as well, the people who are saying let's put guns in there still don't trust you to go and pick out what reading materials. They don't trust you to go and pick out songs for their kids. They don't trust you to go and teach anything about history. But they sure as heck have no problem with a gun in your face. Let's go to the next caller.
And just to point out as well, Charles, I believe that the current governor, Governor Tony Evers, who was previously the superintendent of public instruction here in Wisconsin, will veto a proposal like that. So there is thanks that there, yes, maybe the assembly, Republican-led assembly or state senate will pass such a insane measure like that, but it will all but likely be vetoed. So, but yeah, continuing on over the phone lines, we got Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
Well, first off, unless I missed my guess here, that I think they have the votes enough to override any vetoes that either issues at this point in time. I could have that wrong.
Not in the state assembly, Mark.
It's ridiculous. Okay, great. But it is just ridiculous that Republicans aren't addressing real issues, the real economic issues. I mean, look at some of the democracies in Europe. And heaven forbid, you know, the more socialist type democracies, over the more they offer in benefits for, because the people are generally happier than they are here, and the rich countries decide, because some of these people, like I said before, these people are richer than Clausius.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, Mark, but we're the greatest country ever, because everybody keeps saying it over and over again.
Freedom.
Freedom, man.
Freedom, but you can't afford to actually have reliable child care. So I guess we got to come up with a different word. I don't know. I wouldn't call that freedom, per se. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Going to be joined by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, coming up next. Stay tuned.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids has been named a 2022 Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation in honor of its dedication to urban forestry. Mayor Shane Blazer announced the recognition today, stating in part, "Our city is rich with natural beauty and trees that not only add charm, but also support the sustainability efforts in our community." Urban forestry plans help address issues in cities with air quality, water resources, personal health and well-being, energy use, and extreme heat and flooding. The leaders of Wisconsin's two-year branch campuses are being told to look at ways to make them financially stable. System President Jay Rothman says everything is on the table. That includes adding bachelor's degrees or continuing education programs. The audits are a part of Rothman's wider strategic plan for the system. In sports, the Brewers beat Seattle last night 7-3. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The First Congregational Church, UCC, presents a special Earth Day program featuring Eco EV apparel Saturday, April 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults and free for kids. Each ticket acts as a $5 off coupon toward your Eco EV purchase. Call 715-572-7242 to reserve your tickets today. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is hosting a scavenger hunt at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, April 22nd. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The scavenger hunt takes place from 11 to 3, raffles, a light dinner, and prizes at 3 p.m. Proceeds to benefit Restoring Hope Transplant House and the UW Donor Education Fund.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes... Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny this afternoon with a high of 47. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 44. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Oh, the Civic Media app. And you can jump from station to station there as well. And We are now joined by Dan Schaefer, host of the Recombobulation Area, or host, excuse me. See, Dan, I'm getting confused because you're putting out more and more podcasts, but columnists of the Recombobulation Area that tends to have some podcasts every now and then as well. How are we doing, Dan?
Right. It's a good way to plug today's newsletter, which includes a podcast where I did host a conversation with Dan Kaufman, the author of The Fall of Wisconsin. So go check that out. If you're not sick of listening to me talk after I talk with Luke and Brian here, you could continue to listen to me talk with Dan Kaufman.
There you go. Kaufman's awesome. I like that guy.
See, it wasn't a mishap by me. It was just a seamless plug. That's what it was.
It was planned. It was a planned plug, and it went great. It executed well. I thought it was great.
May I suggest perhaps like a Lady Gaga song for your podcast so you can, because there's Just Dan's. Just Dan's. It'll be okay.
There you go. Two Dan's. What was the podcast title? Two Dan's in Wisconsin, talking Wisconsin, or
Just Dan's?
Just Dan's.
Just Dan's.
I'm gonna have O'Donnell on next.
Oh. Dan's the night away.
Let me know how that request goes. That sounds like a terrific interview. but Dan,
let's dance.
Number of things to talk about since we last had you on.
The rails faster than any time I've been on the show.
We're trying to set some records around here. You're breaking records with how many subscriptions you're getting on 414 day. We're trying to break records on how quickly we can lose our train of thought.
Dance.
You know
off,
that
bro?
I literally double checked for Dan Kaufman because I've been waiting to go and use that Just Dan's joke for like at least a year, maybe two.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
I've been holding that one in the holster for so long.
It was worth it. It went well.
I'm excited about it. I you know what? I'm done for the day. It's my time, folks. I'll see you later.
I'm losing
George Costanza. Go out on the high note.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. But Dan, since we last had you on, 414 day was terrific. Warm fall summer day here in April, Milwaukee, Madison, all around the state of Wisconsin. We enjoyed the warm weather. And you were having a little sale going on, pretty big sale going on at the Recombobulation area. And so tell us, sounds like there's a lot more Wisconsinites subscribed to your newsletter.
Yeah, our sale was incredible. It went way past any of my expectations. A lot of people I had the good fortune of having a lot of free subscribers find our publication over the last couple months. Shout out Julie Louis-Dreyfus for a little help on that one. But a lot of those free subscribers took advantage of that deal and did an upgrade to paid. So we've got a lot more paid subscribers at the Recombobulation area. If you're out there listening to this show, I want to thank you because it's an absolute game changer for us at the Recombobulation area. So even more Recombobulation in our future,
which we really need when we go off on a tangent every now and then. So it's very important to recombobulate.
That's what people come here for. But I gotta say, you know, it's a good thing because more people are paying attention to Wisconsin. More people are paying attention, and you're seeing that people want the product that you are putting out. And then you're going to do more of that because people like it, right? Unlike the Wisconsin legislature, which is saying, hey, those ideas that you were soundly rejected, all of the people of Wisconsin, all of those ideas that you soundly rejected every single time in every single state election for the last forever, we're going to keep pushing those, but call it a different name.
Well, not even
that's
a
what
different...
it seems to be happening. Is that correct?
They're just taking the Borat stance and just putting not in front of it. Like, that's all that it is.
Yeah, it wasn't a flat tax when Tim Michaels was running, as I was scolded by the Tim Michaels campaign when I ran a piece by Phil Rocco from Marquette University at the Recombobulation area dissecting what a flat tax would mean. And then they scolded us saying that they're not running on a flat tax. Immediately after the election, they said, yeah, we want to do a flat tax. Nobody wanted that. Because it's a deeply unpopular policy position. So now what? They're unveiling something that is basically a flat tax, but they're not calling it a flat tax.
From my
understanding, they realize their ideas are deeply unpopular, and it's what's lost them 14 to the last 17 statewide elections.
From my understanding,
is that basically where you're seeing as well?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. But they're not even not calling. It's not coming up with a different name for it other than a flat tax. They're just saying, in quotes, according to reporter AJ Badapour over at CBS 58 in Milwaukee, he's saying that it's, quote, not a flat tax, end quote. Like, that is what it's specifically being referred to, even though by 2028, this policy would phase out and collapse all of our current tax brackets to down to anybody making more than $7,500 annually to be taxed at 4.5%. Now, to me, it sounds pretty flat. That is a flat tax across the...
Not a flat tax yet. Huh?
It is just baffling that this is what we're getting right now from the Republican leadership in the state legislature, that they're just going to try to sell a bag of goods as something that is absolutely what they floated was unsuccessful, and they lost a statewide race on it. And now they're just going to try to repackage it and say, oh, it's not what we're telling you it is. Believe your lying eyes, or something along those lines, Dan. And it's very... just fascinating to me that this is kind of one of those policies. It's a zombie policy. It keeps coming back. They're insisting that it's not what it is, but here it is again.
Well, they're insisting it's not what it is with good reason, because it's deeply unpopular, because what it ultimately amounts to is a big tax cut for the wealthiest Wisconsinites. Tax cuts for the wealthy are deeply is a deeply unpopular policy position. And I think even among Republicans, you know, they realize how unpopular it is, so they have to sell it as something else, something that it's not, and say, oh, it's about fairness, oh, it's about this, oh, it's about that, oh, it's about attracting, you know, snowbirds to have their permanent residence in Wisconsin, as Robin Voss was arguing earlier this year. But it's just something that people don't want, and it's. They're doing everything they can, and it's their one idea. And it's, I think, you know, when Barack Obama was in Milwaukee campaigning for Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes last fall, was saying that, you know, Republicans have one policy idea, and it's cut taxes for the wealthy. And they say, he was joking that, you know, if there was a meteor headed towards Earth and you went to the Republican leadership in the Senate and you said, what should we do? They would say, well, I think we should cut taxes for the wealthy, because that's their one idea. That's their one economic policy.
Well, that would free up assets for, you know, those wealthy to go and defend us from the meteor by leaving Earth and leaving us to die.
And I think the excellent movie Don't Look Up just shows you exactly what would happen if those wealthy people got their way. But Dan, speaking of unpopularity among Republicans here in Wisconsin, it's interesting. After the announcement last week by incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin that she is going to seek a third term in 2024, it's been kind of crickets from Republicans figuring out who's going to run against her in her election for a third term, or for her race for a third term. And one of the names being floated, at least now, because some staffers or somebody apparently buying up domain names, Tom Tiffany, potentially running statewide from up in the Northwoods. What are you, this is kind of your dark horse candidate. What are your thoughts on those domains being purchased and maybe Tom Tiffany gearing up some kind of bid?
Well, when Tammy announced last week, I poked around a little bit to see, you know, ask some sources what they thought, who they thought was going to be running. And I think, you know, there'd also already been a couple names out there. And I think no names that anyone is too excited about, because there's, you know, David Clark, there's this Waukesha County businessman, Scott Meyer, who and, you know, a number of other names. You're always going to kind of, like, for federal elections, you're always going to look at, you know, members of Congress if they're to take a step up to run for Senate. And I had heard that Brian Stile is not interested. And I had heard, you know, because I think his district is going to be potentially more vulnerable. And I think, you know, he would have to drop out and not run for Congress if he were, if he were to run for Senate. He's also got a leadership position, you know, in the House now. So I think he's unlikely to run. There's a big question over whether Mike Gallagher is going to run. I really don't know which way things are going with that. I think he would probably be the most competitive candidate of the members of Congress, Republican members of Congress from Wisconsin. I do think Tammy would still be the favorite against him. So you don't know if this is going to be the time where he's going to make his swing for a statewide race. But I have heard from multiple sources that Tom Tiffany wants to run.
My goodness.
Tom Tiffany, who missed more.
And I said that last week, on Twitter and in a TV spot I did on Fox 6. And since then, we saw the news yesterday that he's buying up domain names in a very clumsy way.
First of all,
if that's a preview of how his campaign's going to go, that's an interesting way to get the ball rolling, get your name out there.
So do you think Tom Tiffany is more or less appealing than Leah Vukmir? I mean, because that's who they ran last time against her, and my God, did she just destroy Leah Vukmir? But fun fact about Brian Stein, why I don't think he should run for anything ever again. I saw him stalled in a parade, and he didn't talk to anyone. He's the only politician I have ever seen in my entire life that did not take an opportunity to go and shake hands with somebody when they had the opportunity. But he sat there and stalled and was like, so you think we're going to move along? Talking to his staffers. What are you doing? I don't agree with you, but get out there and say hi to the people. They're here to see you, man. Anyway.
What a remarkably specific criticism that is. Parade etiquette. That's your red line.
Stalled in a parade. This is in between Michaels and I had Michaels and his Michaels in my face that parade, and then I had Rebecca Clayfish like desperately talking to every single girl that she saw in the entire audience, which is great. But again, they were all like shaking hands like a politician does, and then Brian Stein was like, people.
Brian is a one-issue voter.
Maybe not his strong suit, I guess.
Why are you a politician then?
Brian is a one-issue voter, and it's how you interact in a parade. And if Brian sees you in a parade,
this is one of them. Anyway.
So Tom Tiffany.
Yeah, Tom Tiffany. Not as popular as Leah Vukmir. I don't think he's got a chance. But fun for us for if he runs.
I think he's another type of politician who might do well in a Republican primary and do terribly in a general election. I think that's the type. I mean, his first vote that he cast in Congress was to overturn the election. So he's got that going for him. And voters love that.
And he missed a ton of subsequent
getting blown out and everything else that's happened. Like, I don't know.
And Tom Tiffany has just, I believe the statistic for the first Congress that he was in from 2021 to 2023, he missed more votes than any other freshman legislator or was among the top of freshman legislators that was just skipping votes. So Tom Tiffany just wasn't present for his first term in Congress either, or his first full term in Congress, because I believe appointed to that position after Sean Duffy departed or ran a special election, not appointed.
Special election, yeah.
Yep. But it will be interesting. It's going to be something we're going to continue to keep an eye on, and something you should absolutely subscribe to the Recombobulation Area for information on that 2024 U.S. Senate run here in Wisconsin. We're going to get to a couple of more Wisconsin headlines and talk about, is it an overreaction? Milwaukee Bucks losing game one to the Miami Heat this weekend, or could it be that you don't get Bucks in six without two losses? So we'll talk about that and more with Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area. We'll be right back.
Let's just give them a...
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
On 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, he's Brian Kelly, and the two of us are joined by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, you could subscribe to, and get all the information you need about Wisconsin politics and Milwaukee Bucks news as well if you follow Dan on Twitter, which is definitely something we're going to be getting into. But before we get to the fun NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks, Wisconsin legislature in session, and Brian and I have had this argument time and time again. Yes, it's very frustrating that for most even-numbered years, they just close up shop the first week of March or April, and then they don't do anything. But on the other hand, when they are in session and they're doing things, they're pretty terrible things. So we got a number of proposals before the legislature right now, Dan. What are you keeping an eye on when it comes to the policies that the Wisconsin legislature is currently discussing and debating and passing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely eyes ahead toward the budget debate and some of the ways that that's going to be, you know, taking shape. I do think it's an interesting time for that budget, just coming off the heels of that Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And you know, if that is going to have an impact on the way that legislators, you know, respond to the voters, something they don't typically do. I expect it will not change. I expect their approach will not change until anything in their approach changes. I'm not going to expect it to. But I did think, you know, there was one bill coming through today. I'm trying to pull up the details for it today. I think Scott Bauer at the AP had tweeted about this. It was that the Wisconsin Assembly is voting on a bill that would ban local governments from banning gas-powered vehicles, snowblowers, lawnmowers, and other machines. Why is this? Why are we doing this right now?
Are they under threat?
I mean,
okay. So like my best understanding
about the gas stoves that became a culture war thing before they started like shooting Budweiser cans with machine guns for the latest culture war thing.
Oh my God.
But it's just what are we doing?
So my best understanding of this, Dan, is prior work that I've done with nonprofits, local governments would go and for an environmental purpose, go try to ban things like plastic bags at grocery stores, straws and fast food. And you'd have a municipal ordinance at the local level that would address this larger environmental problem. If the state government, like here in Wisconsin, is so gerrymandered and you can't get anything done. For a really long time, the Republican Party was the party of local control and would allow places like Madison or Milwaukee before 2010 to be able to go and address problems like that. Because you're not going to go and tell a county or a city or a town or village how they can actually conduct their business. But the problem is, in the state of Wisconsin, for an example, if all of a sudden Madison and Milwaukee prevents you from being able to have plastic grocery bags or something like that, all of a sudden the larger effect would be, well, we're not going to send grocery bags anymore to Wisconsin. That would be a net outcome that's positive, in my opinion. And I believe there's got to be some belief out there that these local governments want to ban gasoline lawnmowers or snow blowers, and they want to move towards eco-friendly, better environmentally sound machines, and Republicans don't want any of that. And so they're going to pass a bill that further restricts local control and says, we're going to tell you how to do things, we're going to be the party of big government, and we're going to intrude on local government's ability to address things like climate change on the margins by getting rid of these smaller devices. That would be my best guess. I think that we alluded to already early in the show, we talked about the rising cost of childcare. And I did joke that this specific bill was what they were actually discussing today, rather than the 130,000 workforce shortage that we're going to have at the end of this decade. And it is telling, and not having the same shared reality as each other between Republicans and Democratic lawmakers at the Wisconsin Capitol does make it more of a hurdle for us to actually work on things that would address our problems rather than these made-up problems like whether or not a snowblower has a gasoline engine on it, or whether or not Bud Light is being shot up by a machine gun. So that's my best read into why this is what is coming before the legislature right now. But it is an interesting season. We've got the Joint Finance Committee that is wrapping up their listening sessions. I believe all four of them are completed, or there may be one more still on the schedule. I want to say at least three or four, if not four or four of those have been completed. But
none in Milwaukee, though.
None in Milwaukee.
One in Milwaukee.
Not in Madison either. They're not even really doing any joint hearings at the Capitol, where they could use the venue, the people's capital, to be able to hear from the people on their stances on what they would like to see in a budget. But they went to, I believe, Wausau, the Dells, Waukesha, and Green Bay, I believe. But maybe not even Green Bay.
To be fair, I mean, at least they're not wasting your time. The last time they had a public listening session that was on maps, I believe, every single person came in and testified saying, I do not want gerrymandered maps. And then Robin Voss and LeMahieu said, okay, thanks for your input. We're going to do the exact opposite of what everybody told us they want.
I think that should be on display, though. Anyway. That should be on display. Yes, it may ultimately be a waste of time at the end, but that should be on display. The visual of all of the individuals coming together and saying, this is what we want in the budget, and then it not getting done is a huge juxtaposition that I think would benefit the outcomes of these proposals in the long run. Maybe not in the short upcoming budget.
I do think, and I don't know if we have time to really get into it, I do think we have to, as a state, maybe reconsider how this process works with the Joint Finance Committee, because I think having everything go through this one committee that is 12-4 Republican at the moment is bad process. So I think it's worth reevaluating that process in the future.
Yeah, I absolutely think a 16-member legislative body is, there may be room for improvement there on how we plan and write a 2-year budget.
I'd like to speak for the average voter and say that I'd love to care about this, but I can't until they finalize the Aaron Rodgers trade. So... sorry.
Speaking of the sports world, Dan, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, it's Bucks playoff season.
Yeah, I was just saying,
care about Aaron Rodgers right now.
Dude, I haven't cared about Aaron Rodgers at all this postseason yet, so let me know when the trade happens. But we've got Giannis missing practice today, it seems like, but the team confident that he is going to be good to go tomorrow night for game 2 against the Heat. Dan, in our closing minute, you got any thoughts on what's going on with Giannis and when we're going to see him back on the hardwood?
I'm more nervous than I should be, I think.
I'm trying.
I don't think I should be nervous, but I am. I am.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a tailbone is a bruised tailbone's not easy. It could be a day or two. It could be a couple of weeks. And so I think it'll be interesting.
There were some other weird things that happened in that game one game that I did not like.
Yeah.
You got to come out and win big on Wednesday.
I agree. And we'll be listening to it. And hopefully Bucks and six, baby. That's all I'm living on.
Six.
Requires 2 losses, so Bucks and 6. Dan Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us on Dueling Tangents this Tuesday afternoon. Folks, if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.